Good evening. Welcome to the local election forum. I'm Mike Wall. I'll be serving as your moderator this evening. This forum is being brought to you by the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce and KMXT Public Radio. We'll be hearing from some of the uncontested candidates for city mayor, city council, and school board, and then from candidates running for the borough assembly. We hope this evening to help inform you of local issues, help you get to know your candidates, encourage you to get out and vote during the local election coming up on October 3rd. We'll start tonight with introductions from uncontested candidates who will each have 3 minutes to introduce themselves, beginning with Pat Branson, city mayor.
Thank you, Mike Wall, and thank you, KMXT and the Chamber of Commerce, and for our audience this evening and our listening audience for this opportunity. My name is Pat Branson. I'm currently the mayor of the city of Kodiak, and I've lived in Kodiak for 35 years, and I've been involved in community through volunteering, serving on nonprofit boards, state commissions and advisory boards, the Kodiak Island Borough, and the city council, and now as the city of Kodiak mayor. Kodiak is a great place to live and raise a family, to retire, and participate at any age. My husband, Gordon Gould, and I chose to move here 35 years ago, and we can't think of anywhere else we'd rather be. We live on an island, which certainly has its benefits, but also challenges with costs in transporting goods, attracting businesses, and people. The city is all about maintaining and keeping up with much-needed infrastructure, aging harbors, water and sewer pipes, water treatment plant and roads, and about safety with police and fire departments and ambulance, as well as having a great library, parks, and recreation. These costs go up each year while sales tax revenues have decreased and will continue to decrease. How the city maintains these necessary and important community elements with decreased state dollars and capital projects with 50-year-old pipes that need to be replaced, continuing adequate police and fire coverage in place, and the kind of community we want to live in and raise our families and retire. How do we do that? It's very challenging. It's not an easy task, but by having information, a full scope of research, new ideas, and thinking outside the box, as well as listening to residents with their concerns and ideas, the city will move forward and plan for this community's future. I hope to be a part of that problem solving, planning, and collaborating. I appreciate your past support and would ask for your vote next Tuesday, October 3rd. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Branson. The candidate for city council is not going to appear. We have a statement from her? No? So we have Katie Oliver, who is a candidate for our local school board. Katie?
Thank you, Mike. My name is Katie Oliver, and I'm running for a 3-year seat on the Kodiak School Board. I was originally appointed to the board in July of 2011 and then elected to a 3-year term in October of the same year and again in October of 2014. I'm a graduate of the district myself and a parent of children attending Kodiak High School and Kodiak Middle School. I'm drawn to service on the school board because I believe that all children have a right to the quality education and that a strong public education system is essential to making Kodiak a place where people want to live and work and raise their families. I also enjoy working with others to develop solutions to complex challenges. I make no attempt to hide that I'm an arts advocate. I believe that hands-on learning opportunities provided through arts instruction, arts-integrated lessons, and through career tech and vocational education programs, where students quite literally construct their own knowledge, are important for student growth and important for Kodiak kids. As a school board member, my primary work is to develop and approve policy and curriculum, to develop and monitor the school district operating budget, to hire and evaluate the superintendent of schools, and to act as a community liaison in all of the above. My priorities for the next 3 years include exploring strategies to grow, recruit, and retain quality educators, develop local policies that reflect community values and preserve student safety and dignity, and continue to advocate for local control and a state fiscal plan that provides stable and predictable funding. As the listening audience may know, the school district has entered a new school year grappling with some significant budget deficits. The current year appropriation from the Kodiak Island Borough for the school district is $900,000 less than last year, It's the smallest appropriation of any year in the past 10 years and is nearly 19% below the maximum allowable, a figure sometimes known as the cap. Municipal governments like the borough are themselves dealing with reduced revenue sharing from the state and dealing with uncertainties in the state appropriation for school bond debt reimbursement. In this unpredictable fiscal environment, it's imperative that we elect candidates to the Assembly who are willing to move beyond a deficit mindset, who recognize the importance of education, who do the work to understand the complex factors driving education funding in Alaska, and who will work together with the school board to provide and advocate for a stable funding for the school system. To this end, I thank you for tuning into this forum to hear from the candidates. Thanks to the Chamber and KMXT for organizing and broadcasting, and I'd appreciate your consideration and your vote.
Thank you, Katie. Now we're going to take a brief break while we move the candidates who are running for the borough assembly seats into the chairs in front of us so that they'll have a microphone in front of them.